This classic episode of the Children's Bible Hour is from 1986.
Hi, everybody. It's time for another visit with all your friends from the Children's Bible Hour.
Boys and girls for Jesus, this our earnest prayer. Boys and girls for Jesus, home, at school, at play, and everywhere. We'll tell the world of life in Jesus. He is all our song. There's all you need in Jesus. Won't you come along?
And now, here's Uncle Charlie.
Uncle Charlie.
Well, hi there. Come on in. You're just in time for another visit with all your friends from the Children's Bible Hour. About 6 weeks ago, we had the first installment of a new feature on our program called Kids Talk. And today we're going to have that feature again. Oh, this time we're also going to have a story. Because many of you wrote to say you enjoyed Kids Talk, got some good ideas from it, but you also said you missed the story. Our story today is called The Sooner the Better. Let's start off with some music first, though, and our cousin's numbers come directly from one of our best-liked albums, Good Old Gospel Singing. I'm sure you can sing along on a verse of this one, Onward, Christian Soldiers. Thank you, cousins, for that bright march song to start the program. Let's take time for one more good old gospel singing song from the cousins, an old-time spiritual, Joshua Fought the Battle of Jericho. You know, it wouldn't be right, even though we're having Kids Talk today, not to hear from at least one of our little singers. And she's a tiny one, all right. We've met her before. So let's take time right now for Company Corner. Well, today we're in Company Corner with a little tiny one. What's your name?
Cheryl Yen.
Are you still 2 years old?
Yeah.
Are you still? Are you? No, you're not. How old are you now?
Free.
You're free? Oh, what did you get for your birthday?
A tricycle.
Are you
a teddy bear?
A teddy bear too? Are you riding your tricycle?
Yep.
Have you fallen off of it yet?
Yeah.
You have. Did it hurt?
Sometimes I hurt my hands and I fall off.
Yes, that hurts. Well, listen, you're going to have a scripture and a song all about a little lost sheep. But let's hear your verse first from John 10, all right?
John 10, 27 and 28. My sheep listen to my voice. I know them and they follow me. I give them eternal life and they shall never perish. No one can snatch them out of my hand. The little young sheep has gone astray. How will we ever find his way? He's so afraid and now we young. Will we ever get back home? Shepherds looking here and there. The shepherds looking everywhere. He looks up high, he looks down low. Looking everywhere he goes. The little young sheep looks round and round. The shepherd's nowhere to be found. He's crying because he's always young. Will we ever get back home? Shepherd finding makes his way to the little young sheep who's gone astray. And never again will the little sheep roam. Would you be back home?
Thanks, Sherilyn, for that cute little song. Today we're featuring the second in a series of features called Kids Talk. We have 5 fifth graders from a local school. They're Sherry, Alicia, Karen, Michael, and Joel. Let's go right into the other room for our next edition of Kids Talk. We want to talk about friends today. And this is a question that I get a lot in my mail, and I'd like your answer to it, okay? What do you do when you have two friends? They both like you, but neither of them like each other, and they don't like it when you play with the other person, but you like both of them. All right, we'll let the boys start. Michael, go ahead, share.
I try to be nice to them and try to get them to be friends.
Okay, Sherry?
You should try to get them to come together and be friends so you can all play happy.
Alicia?
Well, it's pretty much, it'd be neat if you could, like, get them, all three of you be friends, if you could, like, get them two to be friends somehow.
How would you do that, Joel?
Tell them some good points about each other and...
Okay, that's a good idea. In fact, we have that in one of our stories called Blessed Are the Peacemakers. Anybody else have anything they want to say on that particular subject? Karen?
Well, sometimes you shouldn't just try to play with one of them if they want you to. You should play with both of them, too, and share your friendship with them.
Okay. If one of them says to you, well, if you're going to be friends with that person, you're not going to be my friend, what should you do? Michael?
You could build up the points they have together and what they have in common with each other.
Okay, that's a good idea. Karen?
Maybe if you had them over to your house or something, they would find that they really did enjoy playing together.
That's a good idea. Good idea. All right, let's go on to a second question in this discussion about friends. What do you do when you have a friend that really hangs on to you too tightly? They just want to be with you all the time. How do you ease them off without hurting their feelings, Alicia?
Well, you could, like, kind of start playing with someone else, but not just completely ignoring them. And you could, like, maybe tell them really nicely that you would like to have another friend besides them and that you just don't want one friend.
Right, okay.
You could tell them that they would like to, that you would like to have other friends besides them and say... You could, like, sort of switch off and play with them at one recess time and, like, play with the
other. In other words, you ought to encourage them to make new friends, too, rather than just sticking with you. Alicia?
Another thing you shouldn't do, though, is, like, if you don't want them hanging around, you shouldn't go off telling other people, oh, I don't like them hanging around with me. I wish they wouldn't.
Okay, that's a very, very important point. We should not talk behind the other person's, another person's back, right? And that can really hurt. And I think if we want to be very honest to them and say, look, I like you as a friend, but I want to have other friends, but not to talk about that person behind their back. Michael?
Well, I think that you should just go up to them and tell them personally that you want other friends too, that other people might want to play with you too.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, good. Karen?
I have a friend that always was jealous of me if I played with anybody else, and then when she would play with other people, she wouldn't bother.
Mm-hmm.
That's sometimes a problem.
Yeah, it is.
I have a friend that, like, I'm her friend, and someone else is her friend, but she doesn't like that friend very much, and so we kind of play together, but then that friend told her that she didn't mind if she played with me, so that she would play with her, but she really does mind, and she gets all upset all the time about it.
And, of course, if you give in to that person, you're really encouraging them to continue that actions and those actions, and that's not really good. Sherry?
I have this girl. She's a little younger than me, and she is the only child in her family, so she doesn't really understand that you have to kind of let the other person have their other friends, too, and she really hangs all over me, and, you know, it kind of upsets me sometimes.
It can. Well, listen, one other question on this matter of friends, and then we'll have to wind things up for today's discussion. Do you have any suggestions for kids who say, I don't have any friends? I really want, I need a friend. What suggestion would you have for somebody like that, Karen?
Well, you should try to be friendly to other people, and maybe it's something that you do, and just try to see if there's anything that you do that is mean to other people, and then maybe try to correct that.
Alicia?
Sometimes it's hard, though, because maybe, like, nobody else likes them because maybe they're not in or something like that, but sometimes you gotta think about other people's feelings and not what other people are gonna think about you.
Very good. So in other words, it's up to you to look for some of these kids who need a friend and be kind to them. Michael?
You should try to be friendly, but if not other people like them that much, you should encourage other people to like them.
Okay. Sherry?
You should start playing with them at recess and after school and stuff. And then when you go over and talk to your other friends, you should encourage them to start playing with the other friend, too, because they really need a lot of encouraging.
Good. Yes.
Also, if there's somebody that always gets put down or something, you should try to lift them up or say something kind to them, like even if they did a good job in some sport or something that, like, that was a really good hit or something would really brighten their day.
That's right. You know, so many times we can just say a couple of words of encouragement, and it really makes a difference. Well, thank you, Sherry and Alicia, Karen, Michael, Joel, for the good discussion that we've had today about friends. Hey, by the way, have you sent yet for Keys for Kids? If not, I hope you'll get your request in the mail right away. Keys for Kids. It's our devotional designed to be read to and by kids of school age. Not long ago, I got a letter from a young man named Ronald, and he wrote and said, Keys for Kids has helped me know right from wrong. Isn't that neat? And of course, that's one of the reasons we publish Keys for Kids. And don't forget, Keys for Kids is free for the asking. Although help with postage, expenses, and so forth is appreciated, that's not necessary. We want you to have the Keys for Kids to use for personal or family devotions, so you be sure to write today. Here's where you can write: Uncle Charlie, Box 1, Grand Rapids, Michigan. That's Uncle Charlie or Children's Bible Hour, Box 1, Grand Rapids, Michigan. The zip is 49501. In a moment, it'll be time for that interesting story called The Sooner the Better. and it has to do with a very, very important word, obedience. I'm sure many of you know the obedience song, and you might want to sing along with our choir.
Obedience is the very best way to show that you believe. Doing exactly what the Lord commands, doing it happily. Action is the key to it immediately. Joy you will receive. Obedience is the very best way to show that you believe. O-B-E-D-I-E-N-C-E.
Don't go away, kids. It's story time.
Our story today, written especially for the Children's Bible Hour by Barbara Westberg, is entitled The Sooner the Better. It's a lovely spring Saturday in Pleasant View. Darla Dickerson is in the backyard playing with her Cocker Spaniel.
There's a good boy. Here, give me the stick. Now go get it. You're a smart boy.
Darla! Darla!
Phooey, just when I thought I was about to get by, I'm mourning without working.
Darla!
I'm coming. What do you want, Mother?
Darla, would you please weed the flowers for me this morning? With Grandpa Dickerson so ill, I haven't had time to pull the weeds.
Oh, Mother, you know I hate to work in the garden. It's so dirty and there's bugs and spiders crawling everywhere.
Put your gloves on, honey. I'm going over to the hospital. You should have time to work the garden before Miss James picks you up at 2:00 for the church picnic.
Oh, Mother, do I have to?
Please, Darla. I should be back before Miss James comes. Bye.
Weed the garden. I might have known it. I always get the dirty jobs. I hate to pull weeds. Oh well, guess I may as well get started. I'll get my gloves and the hoe from the garage. Boy, this garage is in a mess. Guess Mother hasn't had time to clean out here either with Grandpa in the hospital. Here's one of my gloves. Wonder where the other one is. That's funny. It should be right here. Boy, this garage is dirty. It needs a good cleaning. I wonder... Say, that's a good idea. I'll just clean out the garage instead of weeding the garden. Then I won't have to pull the weeds and Mother won't be mad either.
Why, Darla, how nice the driveway and garage look. Are you ready for the picnic?
Yes, Mother. Miss James should be here soon.
You have really been working. I'm proud of you. You must have really hurried to weed the flowers and clean the garage, too.
Well, I...
There's Miss James. Have a nice time. And, oh yeah, your grandfather's much better.
I'm glad. Bye, Mother.
A week has passed, and nothing has been said about the flowers. Darla has forgotten them, supposing her mother was satisfied with a clean garage. Once again, it is Saturday morning. Darla is eating a late breakfast.
Good morning, sleepyhead. I'm on my way to the hospital. Be sure you clean up your dishes. And then, Darla, I want you to weed the flowers.
Oh.
Why didn't you tell me last Saturday that you didn't do as I asked?
There wasn't time. Miss James came just as I started to tell you.
Well, I didn't know it until this morning. I've been so busy I haven't had time to check the back lawn. I should be back by lunchtime with a surprise for you.
Surprise? Oh, good. What is it?
If I told you, it wouldn't be a surprise, would it?
No, I guess not.
Don't forget the flowers. Last week I asked you. Today I am telling you to do it. Bye.
Oh, wait, Mom. I almost forgot. Happy birthday.
Thank you, honey. Bye.
weeds, bugs. Oh, I don't want to go out there and weed the flowers. I wonder who that is. Oh, hi, Brenda. Come in.
Mother said I could come over for a while, if your mother doesn't mind.
My mom has gone to the hospital, but I'm sure she won't mind if you stay.
What you doing?
I've got to go out and weed the flowers. I hate to work in the garden.
I know. I do, too. Bugs. Ugh.
My sentiments, exactly.
Well, get with it, girl. I'll watch and protect you from the big, old, mean spiders.
It's easy for you to joke about it. I have to do the work. I didn't think Mother would make me do it since I cleaned out the garage last Saturday. Today is her birthday, too. I thought she'd be in a good mood.
Are you going to have a party?
No, I don't suppose so. Dad won't get back from his meeting until late tonight.
No party? We always have parties at our house for everyone's birthday. Does your mother have a cake?
I guess not.
You mean you haven't baked her one?
No, I really hadn't even thought about it, but I suppose I could. There's a cake mix in the cabinet. Say, now would be a good time to do it while Mother's at the hospital. I've got a dollar. You run to the store and get some candles, Brenda, while I make the cake.
Okay, do you want me to get a card, too?
Sure. Say, won't Mother be surprised? She said she was going to bring me a surprise, but she's the one who's going to be surprised.
Darla, we're home. Come here and see your surprise.
Wait till you see yours, Mother. Oh, Grandpa, you're out of the hospital.
That's right.
How long are you going to stay with us? Oh, boy, am I glad to see you.
Well, not half as glad as I am to see you, young'un. Oh, it's mighty good to get out of that old hospital. Say, what is that I smell?
Oh, that's Mother's surprise. Come and see.
Why, Darla, what a lovely cake. Thank you, honey. Now, Granddad, you lie down on the couch while I fix a few sandwiches. Then we'll have a little party.
What a good cook you are, Darla. You know, that's the best cake I've had in 3 weeks.
I imagine so. You weren't allowed cake in the hospital.
Well, all joking aside, it is a very good cake.
Yes, it is. How did you manage to weed the flowers and bake a cake both, Darla? You did weed the flowers, didn't you?
Well, I...
Darla?
Well, you see, Mother, Brenda came over just as I started to work, and she reminded me that you needed a cake. And so, well, I didn't have time to work in the garden.
Aren't you planning to go shopping with Janice and her mother this afternoon? When do you plan to do the garden?
Well, I suppose. Well, I really hadn't thought about it.
Darla, I appreciate the work you did in the garage last Saturday, and I appreciate this lovely cake. But the fact remains, the weeds are still in the garden. You have not obeyed me. There's a scripture in the Bible which says, to obey is better than sacrifice. Obedience is very important.
But, Mother, surely you wanted a birthday cake.
Yes, honey, but I wanted even more for you to obey me. Nothing makes a mother feel better than an obedient child.
But, Mother...
Darla, I am so sorry to have to do this, but you will have to miss your shopping trip and go work in the flowers.
Oh, Mother!
Well, I really don't know why you're making such a fuss, young'un. I always enjoyed working in the garden and watching the miracle of growing things. Why, if it wasn't for this old crippled leg, I'd be off this hammock in a minute, and I'd be helping you.
But, Grandpa, I hate bugs.
I know, most girls do. But all the sweet, good things in life have a few unpleasant things mixed with them. Roses have thorns, flower beds have spiders and weeds, and life has problems and responsibilities.
This weed sure is hard to pull. There, finally it came loose. All these weeds are big and stubborn.
Mm-hmm. They would have been much easier to pull last week. The longer they're allowed to grow, the harder they are to pull. The sooner they're pulled, the better. It's the same way with habits and traits which get in our lives. For instance, disobedience is a tough weed. It grows in any unkept heart. Disobedience grows quickly, too. And the longer it's allowed to grow in a life, the harder it is to get rid of it. Your life is like a flower garden, Darla, full of sweet, beautiful things. But if you don't keep the bad habits and the sins pulled out, your life will soon become ugly and hard. That happens to a lot of people, Darla. And that's why your mother made you stay home this afternoon to pull a few weeds out of your life.
Oh, Grandpa, you make things so much easier to understand. I'm going to work on the weeds in my life, and I'm not going to put it off like I did this flower garden. When I see a weed like disobedience or hate, I'm going to pull it out right then.
That's a good idea, young'un. And any time you need help, you ask the Lord. He's a very good gardener. I hope you learned a few lessons from today's story. It's so important to weed out the undesirable things in our lives, and the sooner we get at it, the better. And that's the name of the story, The Sooner the Better. And I hope every time you hear that phrase, you will remember this good story. Well, time's up for today's visit. Don't forget to write today for Keys for Kids if you haven't already done so. I invite you to join the thousands of others who are using Keys for Kids, either as a personal devotional or with the whole family. There's a story, a suggested scripture reading, a verse to memorize, and a key thought for every day. Here's where to write: Uncle Charlie, Box 1, Grand Rapids, Michigan. That's Uncle Charlie or Children's Bible Hour, Box 1, Grand Rapids, Michigan. The zip is 49501. Goodbye now. God bless you.